This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The Biden administration has acknowledged the importance of hydroelectric power, but avoids answering questions about the removal of lower Snake River dams. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says we need to be good stewards of our land and we should protect the salmon, but this is not the way to do that.
I think it is very short-sighted. Like I said, we can't make the switch in just a snap of a finger. We have to have a transition. We have to, I think, have a more balanced approach to give us the transition period, the bridge from fossil fuels to whatever it might be that we turn to next, or combination of things.
Newhouse says it would be great if we could do it as quickly as they'd like.
But to try to flip that switch and make that change happen overnight is going to truly compromise our economy, our way of life, make our cost of living so high, and put us at an uncompetitive disadvantage with other countries around the world.
But Newhouse says there are better ways.
I think we're smarter than that. I think we can do what's right for the planet, but also we can do that without sacrificing our way of life and our economy.
Newhouse says Congress has the sole authority to breach the lower Snake River dams, and he will continue to fight to ensure they remain in place.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.